Hey marketers, if you want to get the latest news, trends, and insights in marketing, advertising, and tech, check out the Adweek Podcast Network. Learn from leading voices across media and marketing with original shows like Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, Marketing Vanguard, and Tech Magic with Kathy Hackle. Start listening now by searching Adweek wherever you listen to podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, a show where we discuss trends, pop culture, and the non-traditional workplace setting, because at the end of the day, everything is an ad. I am Luz Corona, community editor at Adweek, here live at Outlook. We're bringing you a few cool conversations serving as bonus episodes. Hope you enjoy them. And our first guest here is Marie LaMonica, Managing Director of Creative Strategy at We Are Rosie. Marie, hi and welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. We were just talking before we started recording just how I'm a big fan of We Are Rosie, and I think it's like so interesting, and I'm so pumped to have you here today and just give us like a first person account of what it's like to work there. But before we start, would love to hear about you and your role there and how long you've been at We Are Rosie.
Yeah, so I've been at We Are Rosie for 3 years now, building out this creative center of excellence. And, you know, to give an overarching story, We Are Rosie, you know, we consider ourselves the first fully flexible marketing and creative solutions for clients. So that can be placing teams from our community or individuals from our robust community into agencies or brands. And it's just amazing to be in a mission-driven company because that's very different from where my past has been.
Yeah, and you came from brand side and agency side.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Now, We Are Rosie, it's just so interesting to me, and I would love to hear just kind of, I know you gave like a whole like one line that was perfect description, but an overview of the structure there, because I know that as far as I know, it's like kind of like for freelancers, like it's a home for freelancers, but say I apply to We Are Rosie for, you know, freelance work, and then what happens there? Like, do I, you know, after I apply, do I get taken in? Do I get put on projects? Like, walk me through it.
Yep. First of all, I mentioned that we're mission-based. Our community is all are welcome. And what's great about We Are Rosie is we have a specific community team that welcomes in. We refer to our community as Rosies or Brosies. So as I say that moving forward. But so as you come and you apply, and we take everybody within the marketing industry. So it can be your general marketer, your creative, your in media. We have roles and opportunities within all of that. So my focus is within the creative pillar, but I wanted to put that plug out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, essentially you go to our website, there's an option that you can join the community. And once you go in, you fill out your profile, you know, and it's the general questions of what you think you'd be filling out as you're describing your personal experiences, your personal wants, perhaps. But there is also more to it in that we go deeper in understanding people's passions. Where are you in your season of career? Are you looking for 20 hours versus 40 hours? Are you looking for something that's not during business hours? You know, because you might have a full-time job and you want a little side gig to help boost your portfolio. So that's a bit how we're different too. But you fill out, you know, our online form. You're welcomed into our community, and we have office hours for our community, or that our community team members host. And so you can go to the office hours. We have an orientation. But essentially, then you're within this community. You'll have a call with one of our community members, again, to get to know you, because that's what we're about, is kind of we're being talent first and the human touch. just to kind of ask the general questions, but really kind of dig in into what lights you up. Where are you right now in your career? Where do you want to go? So that way, as we have these opportunities come in, we do the matchmaking to find the best talent. And we're also not traditional recruiters. So that's the beauty of it too, is that we're industry vets. We've been in the trenches. So we can connect on that personal level of like, we've been in these roles. We understand what it's like to sit in the seat from the client standpoint, but also the talent standpoint. So that's it. Then there's general benefits, or not general benefits, I'd say extra benefits.
Yeah.
Even healthcare is offered when you're on a role. 401k is offered as a freelancer, which
wow.
I'm kind of like, you want to live the freelance life perhaps, or maybe you're dabbling, but the fact that you can still kind of set yourself up for the future, I think it is great.
Yeah.
And then besides, we have like upskilling opportunities. I'm very proud of the mentorship program that we're building, because we have all these amazing connections to these big brands and agencies. Like, how are we taking the talent who hasn't had those opportunities, hasn't had those experiences, and kind of plugging them in and having them kind of get a taste, get a touch as to what it's like, or get those experiences that they need to build their book.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh my gosh, this sounds like a dream come true. It's like the good place, but it's actually the good place for like anyone who's working.
I'm like, did I fully answer your question? But I get so excited about everything that we do.
That's
and
great.
What we're about. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows at work, like you get me going and it's hard to stop.
I mean, that's the goal, right? So like go into a place and they get you and you get them, you know? And and we were talking about this a little bit. I just feel like Steph Nadi Olson, the founder, like it just goes from the top down. Like she set that. And I think it shows through in everything that you guys do.
Yeah, it's really nice to, like I said, we're mission driven. We have a purpose, and it's nice to be at a company that's reflected daily, not only in how the core team is treated, but in how we treat our Rosies and the mutual respect that surrounds everybody within We Are Rosie.
And I think it's so fascinating. And you've been both, we mentioned earlier, like you've been both brand side and agency side. So how does this, besides being like purpose driven and mission oriented, how does this experience differ from that? And we don't have to get into like, we're not going to trash talk anything, but you know, but this is a very different experience. It's a different setup. And I even see it like on your face, you're so like fulfilled. So what is it like? In comparison,
you know, so I grew up in agencies in New York City, in the big holding company agencies, and then small boutique beauty, fashion, luxury agency. And then, like we said, brand side, global creative ops. And I love every experience that I had from that. I felt fulfilled, but it also crushed me as an individual.
Yeah.
But there was always the need to stand up. It's like, thank you. I'll take more, mm-hmm. you know, like, what else can you give me? Thank you. I'm here. Just keep beating me down and I'll keep standing up and keep going to earn more revenue for the company. But again, like we discussed this too. It's like a love hate situation. Yeah. And so, you know, working at those type of places in those type of environments, I never thought that I would be at a place where I could be my whole self, mm-hmm. where I could have dinner with my family every night, which my first two boys didn't experience. and I was telling you, I thank Steph and like our core team are that like my daughter who's 3 years old, like she doesn't know what it's like to not have dinner every night.
Right.
So the work is done. We're all proud of what we do, but we don't have to work like we're used to working in the industry.
Yep.
The output is still great. It's still, we're servicing clients. It's still crazy. You know, you still need to respond to that. Mm-hmm. But the mentality within the environment that we work is like, I trust you.
Yeah.
You'll get it done.
Yep.
You'll do great for our clients and for our Rosies. And there you go. Go
that's
do
it.
It.
As simple as that.
It's as simple as that. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember back being agency side, like it was almost like, first of all eyes on you what time you walk in.
Yes.
No matter if you were answering emails 9, 10, 11 o'clock, you know, the night before, but all eyes on you when you come in,
yep.
When you leave, that team's leaving earlier. Why is, you know, it's nerve wracking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But as someone who's not from New York was so proud to work in a massive agency in New York City, I wore my hours as a badge of honor.
Yes.
Like I held the record of the most hours consistently worked for working 48 hours, going home, taking a nap, showering, and then going to a client dinner.
Yeah.
And then when somebody else beat that record, I was upset.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like you took away my badge of honor.
Yeah.
So what, now I have to work a full week? You know, like I have to work a month straight?
Yep.
And it again, it's crazy. I learned so much. Mm-hmm. And would I take any of that back? Not necessarily. But it's so nice to think that my daughter hopefully won't have that future.
Right. And you're setting a positive example too. I'm a big advocate of this. And I think it's so genius what you guys are doing over there. Now, how does it work? Like, how do you guys manage your client expectations? You know, because yep. I feel like you're yep. also building a very impressive roster of clients that are working with you. And I feel like they support this structure as well.
Yeah. And I think it's all within the balance, right? And we work, we call ourselves flexible. And I feel like 5 years ago, flexibility wasn't used as much.
No.
Now it's everywhere, you know, but because we tailor to the client's needs. So it's give us a brief and we'll handcraft the perfect team from our community based on the target market, the channel, the vertical, by industry vets who already get it. So our clients support that, but it's also in how we have kind of our proprietary system on how we vet the talent and choose the talent that, you know, we try to take the bias out of it, but we also understand like your Fortune 10 brand, you do need that team mm-hmm. that can come in who has the experience working in the category or working within a matrixed organization that can come in and get this project done. Like we get that. And we say that it's based on pedigree, right? It's somebody who's had the opportunity to work in that environment. We understand it. You need to get the job done. Great. We'll pull together that team for you based on the needs. But it's also then finding that opportunity of, okay, we've done this or we've completed this project that was a rush or had these specific needs. So now I think it's time for you to check out this writer that I've been talking to you about for a couple of months.
Right.
Because this new project, they're perfect for it. Because mm-hmm. look at what they've done for this nonprofit. Look at what they've done, you know, within their own personal work. Mm-hmm. So it's what I love is solving all of that or finding those right moments of, you know what? This is their opportunity now. Mm-hmm. Like we've proven ourselves, we have amazing talent. Like I'm just so proud and at awe of like the talent and the people that I get to speak with on a daily basis. And now it's their turn.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're here for too.
Yeah.
Is like, let's give them a shot.
Right. And an industry vet like you, I mean, that means a lot coming from you. So that's so interesting. And I think that's right. I didn't even think about that it's like, you know, you fulfill a project, but it's not a one and done. It can't be like that. You know, you want the longevity and everything. So you're going to recommend your talent that fits their needs as well. That makes yeah. total sense.
Yeah. And especially with brands in-housing, you know, that's one of our specialty areas too. So then you're looking, and that's what I love, is you're looking at a whole team for a longer duration too. You know, because we talk about We Are Rosie, everybody's like, oh, it's flexible work, it's freelance work. But there's also freelance opportunities that are beyond 6 months or a year. You know, it's finding those perfect opportunities for what our Rosies want. Mm-hmm. And then when you're looking within that bigger team structure, that's when you're putting the puzzle together of like, this person is great at this, so they can lead this and do that. And then again, it's like, you know what? This is her time. So because it's a big team, this is her opportunity or his opportunity or, you know, their opportunity.
Right. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I mean, all the future Rosies and Brosies out there listening here, I just feel like they're getting excited. And this is amazing. So I would love to know, you mentioned the Center of Creative Excellence before. Like, what's next? What are you guys, because you're continuing to grow rapidly.
We are. And this is a very, so we're five. And so it's a very exciting time at We Are Rosie. You know, we have the awareness. There could always be more awareness. But Steph built such an amazing thing. And it's been about the future of work. So right now, we're like, what does that look like? We're digging in. Yeah. And we're like, what does that mean? And me specifically is, what does that mean for the creative industry, for our creative Rosies? Like, how can we better serve them? How can we better serve our creative clients? And it's very exciting to not take a step back. We're still plowing on with what we're great at, but also like, what could we be doing and how could we be making this better to impact more people?
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. A personal touch on the workplace. I think that's how I would describe it. It's genius. Well, I look forward to seeing you guys continue to grow, and this was so enlightening, and thank you so much. And we're cheering for you.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by me, Al Manarino, executive produced by Chris Ahrens and John Heil, and edited by Lane McGivney at Boutwell Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all of Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com. Thanks for listening.